were talking at my kitchen island, where we stopped and chatted after he arrived. A few pleasantries were passed when the subject of a co-worker and her rumored relationship having a dom-sub dynamic. Okay, I admit it. I'm the one that brought it up. He didn't. We continued talking about the dom-sub dynamic and how it plays out in a multitude of ways in your life. What about orgasm control, I suggested. Will you let me control your orgasms, I said matter-of-factly. No. And a deep, nervous chuckle was his response. I asked him again, are you sure? He was amused and confident that it just wasn't his thing. Can I get you a drink and we'll go sit outside? Sure, he replied, and I gathered our drinks and escorted him outside. My gauzy white sundress swung as I sashayed outside in my red patent leather heels. The lanai is so inviting this time of year. Temperatures in the mid to high 70s. Pools shimmering brightly from the warm Florida sun. The soft breeze was so relaxing. One of those beautiful days that just makes you feel good to be alive. So we chit-chat some more about sexual things. You know, the kind of chit-chat two people have when considering further sexual advances with the other. Verbal foreplay, I like to call it. I notice his glances at my shoe. They are very sexy, and they make me feel very sexy wearing them. Perhaps that's why I started to tease him with them. The cushioned lanai chairs are arranged, so we're more or less facing each other and only a few feet apart. Placing my red leather shoe on the chair rail between his legs, then crossing my other leg at the ankle, he visibly becomes transfixed at the two red devils teasing him. Pressing ever so gently on his crotch with one shoe, I ask him if he likes my pretty red shoes, and he does. I continue to tease the confession from him, his lust and humiliation over his desires for shoes. Touch, kiss, and caress them, I encourage him. Slowly, he begins to touch my shoes and feet. Seeing his arousal, I ask him to remove his cock from his pants. Teasing, pushing, rubbing the shoes on his cock, he is paralyzed by his passion and his shame. Will you give me control of your orgasms? No, he struggles a response. I immediately, without fanfare, remove my shoes and myself and go in the house and leave him there, alone, throbbing and confused. He doesn't realize I can actually see him from the kitchen window and see his puzzled look. Then I see his realization that his answer did not really get him what he wanted. I leave him there for a good 15 minutes or more, and I laugh. He's not stroking himself to orgasm. Orgasm control training is so much fun on the unwilling, watching as they think things through. He put his quickly softening cock away after about 5 minutes. Playtime was definitely over. Good, let him stew for a bit. Sit in his humiliation of what just happened. I've conditioned others, and he will be no exception. He just sat there lost in his own thoughts. Why he didn't get up and come looking for me? Or embarrassed, try to make an excuse and leave? I don't know. But that's not important, is it? What is important is that he did not leave, and he continues to sit, watching the sun's rays dance in the pool water. I know he can hear the click, click, click of my heels on the floor as I approach the lanai door. Bringing fresh drinks, I say nothing and sit down. A few minutes go by, and I'm enjoying the relaxing atmosphere, but he looks very uncomfortable, so I decide to help him with that and continue his lesson. How did you feel when I went away? I asked. Lonely, alone, was his reply. Would you like to play with my shoes some more? And I give him a slight smile and a wink. He is hesitant with his yes. After all, he doesn't know my motive, does he? But I guess he's decided my motives just don't matter anymore to him. Just getting close to their shoes is what matters. You see, some men just don't understand what orgasm control is, I think to myself. And it's so much fun showing instead of that mind-numbing verbal debate over the subject, right? I smile and return my lovely red heels to his lap, resuming the erotic teasing, touching, and kissing of my shoes. I encourage him to stroke his cock again, and it isn't long until his hot member is ready to explode. Take your hand off your cock, I purr, and he does, and I take the soft red leather and softly tease him. His head falls back, eyes close ever so slightly, and he moans. He's getting there, in that space where men will do almost anything. Seeing his arousal, his growing submission, is so erotic for me, and I can feel my own dampness growing. We play like this, edging over and over, until my shoes are absolutely filthy with pre-cum. Such a smart man. He learns quickly. I am pleased. I ask in a whisper, "Will you give me control of your orgasm?" It takes a moment for his overloaded, hormone-flooded brain to respond. He chokes out a small, "Yes." Smiling, I let him cool down one more time before I allow him his release. I sit back with a knowing smile on my face, and when he starts to rouse from his orgasmic bliss, I teasingly add, "So, how is that again? You won't give me control of your orgasm?" He is puzzled, trying to make sense of it all. What did he just do? What did he just allow? You see, that's just a taste of what can occur when you give up control of your cock to me. Orgasm control. Once you've been introduced, you will want more. Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975.